With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Kind of like thinking about AI, whether, you know, it's worth it or not. I honestly, this is my kind of like take on that whole AI creation. I don't think we should necessarily be scared of it. I've heard a lot of like scared of AI taking over the internet, AI taking over the market, AI taking over this. I think we just need to kind of like see AI as an opportunity rather than an enemy, that something we're competing with. I think it's from what I've seen, and I followed that AI trend for a few years now. I see all these companies are trying to use AI as a mean to support existing business.
Hey guys, my name is Lydia Mongare and welcome to another episode of The Freelancer's Mic, where we have conversations with creatives. It's all about you getting the mic and sharing your experiences. If you enjoy it, hit follow so you don't miss the next episode. So on today's podcast, we have our super, super amazing guest, Thierry Oliver, a special education teacher, a food blogger, and a grill culture expert at grillculture.com. So Thierry, welcome.
Thank you,
to the
podcast. Thanks. I like the introduction, and I it's very flattering. It's very ego booster. Amazing guest is always good. And since I'm starting my day here, I love to hear that.
Oh, wow. Thank you. So tell us, who is Thierry? If someone is listening to this and is hearing about you for the first time, who is Thierry?
You know, I used to like to think that Thierry was about to become the next president of France, because I'm a native French person. But today I kind of like prefer to be thought of as a dad and a husband, and also a special education teacher here in California in a public school. And now, most recently, for the past couple of years, I've also added kind of like a new activity to my umbrella, which is a blogger. I have a food blog that's called grillculture.com, and I share recipes from all over the world. I was fortunate enough to travel a lot. I was mentioning to you a little earlier, I was born in Ivory Coast, and I've been traveling since then. I moved to Morocco when I was 10 years old, and then France, and eventually I made my way here to America. So everywhere I've been, I've had a chance to try local foods that have really influenced my taste, my culinary taste. So I decided just at the end of the pandemic, after reading a very cool article that says that basically if you do food blogging, you can become a billionaire very soon, which turned out to be a complete hoax. So I've decided I'm going to become a blogger. But I've had a lot of fun doing it. So that's who I am right now.
Awesome. So you mentioned about having a food blog. Before I ask you my first question, do you write for yourself, or you have some writers? You have a team of writers?
No, I'm the one-stop shop. I'm the founder. I'm the CEO. I'm the marketing guy. I'm the writer. I'm the editor. The cool thing is that I always compliment all of my activities. Like, hey, you're a great writer. So that's why I'm excited to be on your show. My only assistant has been ChatGPT. I used to have Jasper before, which is another AI tool that I used to write. From the moment that I started writing my post, I realized that I was going to need more than one person to make that thing happen. So I got straight into AI. So I've had AI as a companion through my entire journey. So
if you were to go back in time, what is it that you would do better that you haven't done now?
Okay, so in 2005, I came to Los Angeles and I opened a wine store. And it was a really great learning curve, but I think this was also a very harsh business learning experience. Because I went from, you know, basically having work in like a small company here and there. I also work with my dad, who had a factory in Morocco. He was making textile. And then all of a sudden I was here in America, where it was like, oh my goodness, this is like a whole new level here in comparison with where I used to be. So I got very overwhelmed very quickly. And this is really like, if I had to change something, I would do something else as a startup business, kind of like a warm-up activity, something that's more within the scope of where I am and where I can actually utilize my skills rather than just getting into a business that's not necessarily who I am.
Is there something that you could do different in terms of your blog?
As far as the blog goes, yes. It's always kind of like a juggling game. When I started blogging, I was I had no clue. It doesn't come with a manual. You know, see, it's not like, you know, I used to take those classes at UCLA and it was like, oh, well, it was like pretty clear cut. That's what you do when you do marketing. That's what you do when you do strategic planning. When I started blogging, it was like, hey, there is no one who can tell you what to do. And there is no checklist of how you need to do things. So when I really got into that, I was like, where do I start? What I would probably do differently is kind of like maybe focus on cost and kind of like give it some time. I got very excited right away and I started investing in this. And I started investing in that. Oh, that program looks great. Looks like it's going to do it all. It's going to do all SEO. It's going to do all these things for me. And I'm going to get that program that does all that. And then in no time, I ended up having like a huge bill at the end of the month. And I'm like, wow, how am I going to do that? Half of those programs, I was not even using them. So I think for blogging, I'd say the key, in my opinion, is the long run. You're running a marathon. We're looking at like 5 years of work, investment of yourself to perfect your site, your positioning, your plenty of things, and kind of give yourself some time. So if I would talk to the me from a few years ago, I'd say like, hey, you know what, just take it easy, enjoy the journey, don't stress over those things, like start small and just build there. I feel like there's that tendency of being like, oh, you know, let's if I do that and I do this like this and I do two posts per week and I do also videos and I do that, then in 2 years, whatever, I'm going to be making $70,000 a year. And that's great. Yeah, but why not? So I'm like, no, I would say like, no. So yeah. So maybe being a little more realistic and patient.
Okay. All right. So talking of ChatGPT and Jasper, in your view, what's your take on how AI has transformed content creation process, and in what ways do you believe it has impacted the quality of content that we read or we consume?
So I think that it really depends on which angle I think you stand as far as that go. From my angle, which is a food blogger, like I'm the one-stop shop guy. Like I said, I need to do it all. And I have two young kids and there is my wife and I also have my job. And I'm like, you know what? I can't quit my job and like start writing right away because I won't get anything out of that for a while. So to me, that's where AI steps in. It's like, it's allowing you to do all these like little tasks that doesn't require creativity, that doesn't require in like kind of like your own personal input. The way I use it is I create my own recipes. Like my kind of like main, what I'm bringing to the market is, and I don't know if you're familiar with barbecue, Lydia. I don't know if you're a big barbecue person. I know in Kenya, you guys have like a very rich culture of cooking, but I don't know what role it plays there. But to me, My job would be to take some recipe, like let's say for France or Kenya or whatever, and turn it into something that people can make here in America with the ingredients, with their grill and everything. So I'm trying to do that. So that's my personal input, and AI cannot give you that. If you try to say, hey, let's make that recipe on a grill, it'll come up with some like mumbo jumbo that doesn't really make too much sense. So I usually create my own recipe. This is what I'm doing. The skeleton of, I like to think about it as a skeleton. I'm putting the bones together and then I'm telling Jasper or ChatGPT, hey, that's it. This is how it's going to be. This is my creature. Put some flesh on it, make it pretty. And then Jasper kind of like works on all that. And then, of course, there is a work of like collaboration with my assistant where it's like, oh, you know what? That paragraph looks great, but it's lacking my input. So here's my little story, and I would like you to add it to that paragraph. And in the end, I get a pretty coherent and consistent post, which is, you know, meeting my optimization goals and everything else. But on its own, I believe that it has pretty strict limitations as far as like, you know, creating something, generating some things, which is good at the same time. At the beginning of school year, I was listening to different podcasts about AI, and people were really scared that, hey, you know, AI is going to take over the world. That's it. We're not going to need any more food blogger, because if you type whatever recipe you want, you're going to get better with AI. And I was like, man, that is actually a good point, because now I don't know if you followed like the new evolution with Google. It seems that now AI is also included into the Google search process algorithm. And now when you're typing something, AI generates an immediate answer for your queries, rather than the way it was doing before, which was sending you to different bloggers that or other website that kind of like had an answer for you. So it becomes a lot more competitive, because now you're competing with the perfect AI. So you really have to find something where your input and your creativity makes you stand out from what AI can give you. So these are the limitations, I think, for the moment that we're having with AI. And anyways, and also if you type AI, this is something also that happened, you always get the same recipe. So if you have someone in France who would say, hey, let's make a filet mignon, someone in India who said, hey, let's make a filet mignon, I'll give the two of them the same exact recipe because it's based on the same kind of thing. So it just works on plagiarism. So if you don't want to have a market saturated with the same recipe, then you might want to put your own. Into that.
Okay, you've mentioned about blogs. What's your take on that? Because when you mention to many freelancers, especially those that write, they tell you that, okay, I'm done with writing because AI has taken over everything. Most people have been fired because the client says, I can do that. I have AI, I pay $20 a month, and I have all the content as compared to me paying you $1,000. So it's easier. So do you think it will take over all the jobs?
I don't know about all of the job, but I think history has shown that every time there is a kind of like a breakthrough, a technological breakthrough, it comes with like loss of job, but it also comes with a whole bunch of new markets and new potential. I think this is what makes us, you know, so special in that way. Humans are very, very good at adapting to those changes. I mean, we had that time of industrialization all around the world where all of a sudden you had like all these manual labor tasks that used to be made in all around the world that all of a sudden were replaced by these machines that were doing all these repeated tasks. And you had like, I don't know, thousands of people that all of a sudden lost their job. Maybe the same thing will happen with AI in many different fields where, yes, maybe some people were working on those specific tasks that now can be replaced by AI. But it also gives those people also kind of like a little boost and an opportunity to create new things. I'm seeing all these like new apps that are popping up. Like just recently, right now, I started trying this AI generated app that they make like.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
A full movie for you. Before, and I'm just saying because I started getting into making videos, like, you know, shots of like how to make your own thing. And it is so time consuming. And I, It is true that you need to be yourself on the camera because people like to watch your videos and they trust you more than really trusting a random computer. So your appearance and your input is important. But at the same time, you can't necessarily have the time to make two posts per week and then one video and then do recipe development and all that. And especially editing, like cutting those little chunks here and there, kind of like is hard. And now there's that whole market of AI-generated editing tool that popped up where you just include all your shots and it puts together a whole video with all of it. So you still make your shots, so it's still your content, but it does all that other work. So now, before it would have been hundreds of dollars to edit those things. If I had hired like a personal contractor to edit those videos, cost a fortune. Now I can do it. So what happened to all these editors? Well, they were going to networks and they're going to have to create their own thing. So it is true that a lot of job might be lost and a lot of income might be lost. But at the same time, for little people like me, it's wonderful opportunities there that allow us to kind of like grow and kind of like make room for us as individuals in the market.
You just reminded me about Capshow, which does the podcast editing part. It has a paid version, and then you can take the trial before you can pay for it. So it does everything. It takes the audio, brings the blog posts, YouTube summaries, show notes, titles, and everything. So it's doing a lot.
It is. But see, the beauty is that maybe you have like few people who lost their job, but then you have that company is probably hiring a ton of people to do all these tasks. So you kind of like, you lose, but you win also. So who knows at the end how it works, but it's good.
Have you tried editing your videos with any AI tool?
No, the only ones, I mean, I'm just trying. This is, video is still brand new for me. I've been mostly doing blog posts. So video, it's still very new. So I'm just starting with the AI editing tool. The one that I'm using right now is Venmo, but I feel like it has these limitations that I was mentioning. It does a great job at putting videos. If you have like just shots, you just put them in there. It does a wonderful job at putting it all together in a very coherent and well-timed, well-rhythm way. But it doesn't have room for any voiceover, which kind of like has that, you know, lack of new demand on the market now. We have to adapt to that. So I started looking into different things, and there are like some fascinating programs that I've discovered. I just gave a try, you know, to the one that recreates your face. I don't remember what's the name of this one, but you have that app where it basically it scans your face from different angle, and you're doing like a very short video. And then you can make your own video where you are talking. So you basically just give the scripts to the AI, and then it talks on your behalf. And it was insane. Like my parents were over here, and I was like, "Mom, Dad, look at that. This is crazy." And yeah, Synthesia, that's perfect. Yeah, that's exactly that. I was like, "Oh my gosh!" And it was there. I felt like I was looking at myself talking about that. And it was just, I was like, "This is gonna be like revolutionizing the world of video," from the moment that it can actually add some more gesture or kind of like more human expression and more natural thing. I'm like, there are plenty of people who are going to start making their videos with avatars like that. And I think there it's just going to be crazy.
Yeah, AI is taking over the world. I think I recently saw another AI, but it's now doing the what is it called? News anchor. I think it was.
Which one? Oh, news anchor?
A news anchor that is AI. So it can do all the casting and everything.
I mean, that's insane. Like I said, I feel like this is going to change the world. You're not even going to need to work. You're just going to put your face somewhere and it's going to do all your work. I can't wait for that to happen.
Oh, okay.
My wife was telling me when AI came out, my wife was like, "Oh my goodness, this is going to take over the government. It's going to start launching missiles everywhere. We are going," and especially we're teachers, so it would be so easy to replace us as teacher. You just have to put a screen, and then you just put an AI that's going to be all nice and sweet and patient, and it's going to do all the planning and everything. I was like, wow, you know. But since they need our face, you know, to kind of like pay royalties because we still need to be there. Like, we're going to make money without even moving out of the house. We can't even like just live in a bunker and just receive AI food.
But still, it needs the human touch, because if you use the AI to write your blog post, your social media content, it also needs your human touch. You have to add that feeling, your expression, so that when someone is reading, he feels like it's coming from a real person.
Exactly. Yeah, there is really a lot of editing work that needs to come into play to still make it your own. I feel like it does a great job, to be perfectly honest, at editing. And my wife used to, she's an English teacher as well. The first blog post that I did took me an entire day. I started in the morning, I got in my bedroom and I started like typing, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to write about this. And it was completely not optimized. It was just like a piece of literature where I was like, I'm going to structure that paragraph. I'm going to have this section and this. And I started doing research. And at the end of the day, I was so exhausted. I was like, okay, baby, can you just take a look at it and just edit? And then she looked at it, she's like, oh my gosh, this is terrible.
So, well done.
So I think, you know, that would be AI to me would be like my wife, but telling me on an ongoing basis, like, okay, you know what, that grammar, very bad. Just let's change that. Let's make it shorter. Let's just rearrange your sections so they're easier to read. And then you have at the end, like, you still have your content and what you want to share, but in a much better way.
Do you think some people are losing their creativity because of AI?
I don't know. I mean, I think if you're in a field where you're really passionate about, I don't think you can really lose your creativity. It never happened to me. So it's not really something I'm really familiar with. I have so many recipes that I have in mind that I want to try, so many strategies and all that. I don't feel like AI is taking away my creativity. I think it's maybe taking away opportunities and different things, but not necessarily creativity. I've heard that some people are starting to write books with it or write songs. But so far, what I've heard as far as songs, it's terrible. I was like, oh my goodness, who would want to listen to that? I think until AI really understand the complexity of the human heart, if that ever can be done, I am not too sure that AI will be able to really do what we are doing.
Wow, awesome. Anything else that you'd like to share with my audience?
No, I mean, I would say for anyone out there who is kind of like thinking about AI, whether, you know, it's worth it or not, I honestly, this is my kind of like take on that whole AI creation. I don't think we should necessarily be scared of it. I've heard a lot of like scared of AI taking over the internet, AI taking over the market, AI taking over this. I think we just need to kind of like see AI as an opportunity rather than an enemy, that something we're competing with. I think it's from what I've seen, and I followed that AI trend for a few years now. And what I'm seeing happening, and it's just like my take, like it's not based on anything, but I see all these companies are trying to use AI as a mean to support existing businesses, to support people in their daily task, to make our existence easier, not necessarily to replace us. I think everybody has that kind of like same mind frame of like, oh, there is a potential there, but there is also a risk here. I followed, you know, all these blog conversation with Microsoft and Google kind of getting together to put watermark on AI generated content, AI generated videos, on all that. I think there is a general awareness of the risk of AI, of the limitation of AI, and of where we want to head, in what direction we want to go with that AI thing. But I also think that AI is not going to go anywhere. We're not going to have like 3 years from now, someone say, hey, we're getting rid of AI. If anything, it's going to become more and more part of our existence. And I think for anyone out there who is a freelancer or who is a blogger or who is performing any task, I think now is the time to get on board with that tech advancement and just start kind of like making part of your existence, not taking over your existence.
Oh, you can say that again, because I know someone is going to listen to this podcast and be like, okay, that one is not good, because they don't like you telling them that AI is here to stay.
I know it's a hard one, but it's a little bit like what happened. I always get back when we come to AI, to that industrialization where it took over all these jobs. When robots started replacing machine, a lot of people wanted that to go away, but it didn't go away. It just stayed. So it's one of these situations where it's like either you adapt or you're left behind. So you need to get on board on that. And we're like billions of people on the planet. It's getting more and more every year. Competition's getting harder and harder. You need to kind of like stay on top of things if you want to survive and kind of like make it. There.
If you can't beat them, then you join them. Now AI is here.
Exactly,
All we need
exactly.
to do is just to impress it, use it, and then we are good because it's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Yes. And what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So it can, if you learn how to tame the beast and make it part of your existence in a positive way. I actually think it can make your existence better. There are things that I don't, even from like a personal standpoint, how Alexa is in every house is like last, that was like maybe 2 weeks ago, I went to my sister's house and she was sitting on the couch and then she just yelled like, "Oh, Alexa, change the music. Alexa, lower the volume. Alexa, this." I'm like, oh my goodness, that thing is sitting next to you. What is just push the button? I personally don't think we need to have AIs that are going to control our houses and lower the volume. I'm comfortable with a good old like switch down and switch up manually. I don't feel like I need to be an assisted person per se, but I do think that even at work sometime, I am when I'm working with my students, I have to put together a prompt or an activity. Sometimes I just go to AI. I'm like, oh. ChatGPT, this is my unit. This is what I would like to achieve as standard. Help me generate a very engaging lesson plans for the kids. And sometimes it becomes a little sterile and whatever, and I need to change things, but it does help in daily day tasks like that. So I think it can help people if they're willing to give it a shot.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time off your busy schedule to have this interview with me. I appreciate your input. I appreciate the insights that you've shared with us, and I'm sure the audience is going to enjoy listening to this episode, considering that AI right now is a very hot topic.
Thank you, Lydia. No, thank you very much for having me on your podcast. It's been a real pleasure, and I really appreciate your so late at night stuff being with your little one.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Freelancer's Mic. And if you want to get in touch, you can find all the information about him on the description. If you want to listen to all other episodes of the Freelancer's Mic, go to our website, writerspire.com/podcasts. Or you can go to other podcast streaming platforms and search for the Freelancer's Mic. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.